This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Did you do some stress baking during the pandemic? Sourdough maybe, or some sweet treats? And did you maybe think, I could sell these, start up a little side hustle? And then did you run smack into regulations ruling out exactly that kind of small home cook entrepreneurship? Illinois and some other states now say those home bakers can indeed be in business. From WBEZ in Chicago, Natalie Moore reports.
Danielle Robinson operates Dottie's Kitchen, named after her grandmother, in her suburban Chicago home. She bakes blueberry lemon, cherry almond, and banana breads, selling them at area farmers markets.
My goal is to ultimately have my own commercial kitchen space, whether it be retail or in a warehouse situation. But just the cost for someone starting out and not really wanting to take on a lot of debt just didn't make sense to me.
Robinson is what's known as a cottage foods entrepreneur. They are home cooks who whip up shelf-stable foods such as breads, cakes, jams, and cookies. The Illinois State House passed a law this spring that will allow entrepreneurs to do deliveries and direct sales to customers beyond farmers markets. They can sell their products across the state without a $1,000 monthly sales cap. The law takes effect in January. By then, Robinson plans to retool her website and predicts she will be able to serve more customers.
I could just sell directly to them, whether it be delivery or pickup. So it really just opens up that access to them year round.
Robinson registered as a cottage food operator with her local health department. That's what bakers are supposed to do. In Chicago, only 22 cottage food operators have registered since 2017. But Beth Krieger says many operate around the state in secret because of the restrictions. She's director of a local branch of the Institute for Justice, a public interest law firm. Illinois was behind some other states on home-based food businesses.
Illinois really had a patchwork of different laws in different places, and you might cross town borders and find that you had totally different opportunities.
The pandemic led people back to the kitchen where they dusted off heirloom recipe cards or tinkered with baking sourdough bread. Krieger recalls talking to a woman who simply wanted to sell bread from her front porch.
What could be more wholesome, more traditional? She used recipes that her grandmother had used. Her grandmother had sold loaves of bread to her neighbors, and she wanted to continue this tradition, but it wasn't allowed, and she could not convince the local government to pass a law allowing her to do that.
Krieger says she thinks more people will register when the law changes, and then they can advertise their businesses proudly without hiding. The state registration fee will double to $50. Florida also passed a law in June that gives home cooks more flexibility. Cottage food cooks start off small to see if they can scale up or experiment with an array of recipes. It proves to be economically feasible for budding home cooks like Carla Armore in Chicago.
A cup of yellow cornmeal. I'm going to...
She prepares cornbread in her Chicago kitchen. The recipe is half blueberry, half orange cranberry.
Can you do mom a favor, please? Can you go bring me the other buttermilk? I sure appreciate you.
In 2018, the home baker founded La Matrice, that's Spanish for the womb.
When you're baking, there's not a lot of noise.
Armour doesn't have the money to rent a commercial kitchen, so she is a cottage food baker at home.
If I can at least work from home and do that slow build to the point where I can get in to a rental kitchen.
And bake her specialty, scones. In Chicago, I'm Natalie Moore from Marketplace.